At the end of his career, Wagner composed his final masterpiece, Parsifal. Parsifal, in the briefest terms, is the story of Boy Meets Grail, or what happens when a completely innocent young man encounters a sacred mystical object. Parsifal is a depiction of this corrupt, fossilized society that's renewed by the intervention of a young, pure fool, he's called, who has been made wise through compassion and who renews this community. The source of this story are legends of the Holy Grail and the Knights of the Holy Grail from the Middle Ages, as seen by Wagner, so they may be different from versions you've encountered. Also, it may have influenced versions that you've encountered as well.
What is your name?
It is Arthur, King of the Britons.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? An African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
But it's clearly Wagner's idea of the Holy Grail, which is, in this case, the cup that was used by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper and then was used in his crucifixion to catch his blood. This cup has the power to confer grace on the people around it. The Holy Grail. It's been entrusted to a brotherhood of warrior knights, and along with the Holy Grail, there is the Holy Spear, which was also used to pierce Christ during the crucifixion. Now, what has happened is the spear has been lost. What is to happen? Well, there is a prophecy that a completely innocent young man, through compassion, will restore the spear to the brotherhood, reunite it with the Holy Grail, and the community, and by implication everything else, will be renewed. One of my favorite moments of Parsifal is during the ceremony of the Holy Grail in the first act, which is absolutely a ritual. There's even debate about whether or not one should applaud at the end of it, because it seems to be something else than a theatrical presentation. So the Knights of the Holy Grail go through the ritual of uncovering the Grail and venerating it. This is actually keeping some of them alive. So they really need this ritual. It's not just an abstract ritual. And Parsifal is watching this and really does not understand what is going on. He's just an innocent boy at this point. But in the process of venerating the Grail, there's much ethereal music. And then there's also some earthly music. You hear the knights revivified by the vision of the Grail in almost soldierly terms. Amen. sing about wine and bread from the Last Supper. In other words, they're singing what you might recognize from church as a communion anthem. But beyond the blood and body aspects of this ritual, of course, is something very heavenly. And for this one moment, Wagner's directions say there's a shaft of light coming down from heaven. And he even wanted a dove representing the Holy Spirit to appear and flutter halfway between the stage and above the stage. What happens in this part of Parsifal is this musical figure begins in the lowest voices, the basses, then the middle voices, tenors, will pick up the same figure. Eventually, it moves into these heavenly voices, which are usually actually placed above the stage. And what we have is a musical ladder that literally connects the here and now, the earth, to the heavens.